My guest today is Alan Nanny of Nandale Farms. Now, just for background, how large is Nandale Farms and where is it located?
So we're exactly halfway between Arnfire and Pakenham, and we milk about 70 cows, and we would farm around 700 acres.
And Alan, can you tell me how long the farm's been in the family and how long it has been a dairy operation?
My Oma and Opa, so my grandparents immigrated from Holland in 1952. Then in the early 60s, they bought the farm that we're on now. So I would be the third generation here. After they bought the farm, they converted it to dairy right away. So I guess it's been a dairy farm for 60 years.
I guess in the 60 years, there's been a fair number of changes in how cows are milked. So walk me through some of those.
When I was a kid, we milked in the tie stall. There's a pipeline above the cows. So you would take this milking machine to each cow. However, the milk would go into this pipeline that flows the length of the barn into the milk tank in the milk house. Then 5 years ago, we built a new barn. And now the cows are milked with robots.
So it's actually the cow that determines the time of the milking.
Correct. One nice thing about a tie stall in the old barn is we kind of treated the cows like princesses, right? I mean, we would bring the feed directly to them. They had fresh water right by their side all the time. They never really had to go anywhere, right? We kind of did all the work for them, whereas now, like the cows, obviously, they walk around the barn. But at the end of the day, I think your milking system doesn't necessarily have a big impact on the welfare of the cow, just as long as that cow has fresh feed and water and a comfortable stall to lie in all the time. That's what makes them happy.
In the last Trump presidency, there were some concessions made, and there was a fear that we would see more American milk enter the supermarkets in competition, but that doesn't seem to have happened.
So there is a certain percent of dairy products that can be imported. Some of what has maybe come from the States at times is what I think processors would consider just to be a protein byproduct. So it may not be whole milk, but it is milk protein, and then that protein can get used in various milk products that end up in the grocery store.
Do you see any challenges to either your own operation or dairy in general in the future?
Any business, inflation, and just your operating expenses are going up all the time. And then obviously, anyone who's selling a product, you don't really want to increase the price because ultimately it would be the processor or the consumer who pays for that. But yeah, at the end of the day, I mean, our production costs are going up all the time. So that would probably be one of the biggest challenges for sure. Maybe another challenge that's unique to dairy production is that it truly is a kind of a 24/7 job, 365 days a year, right? The cows never take a day off. So you're always on call, whether that be for maintaining equipment or whether that's taking care of livestock, it never stops.
And is there a fourth generation coming up on the farm?
Our oldest daughter is four. She certainly loves being in the barn, and she's pretty excited with the cows and new calves. Yeah, I hope that she chooses whatever career best suits her, and if that happens to be in agriculture, then that's great. It's certainly something we would support, but I also don't want our children to feel the pressure that this absolutely has to be what they choose to do either.
Again, I really appreciate you doing this. Thanks so much.
Great. No problem, Rick. Take care.